Did you make them wood or wire?
Mostly wire in this country. We didn't use any, there wasn't any lumber, there wasn't any the logs. You see the split in this country. And that's the reason you find that there's very few log houses in here. Now you take down in the countries where they have a lot of timber, why? Mm-hmm. They had log houses, but mm-hmm. there was very little timber in this part of the country, you know.
Didn't have any fences with split logs?
No, split rails, no. That, there were very few of them in this country. Back in eastern Kansas, where I come from, there was miles of them.
How about fences in town? Did they have fences made out of boards, stuff like that, with space in the middle?
Oh, you take in town, you run into all types of them, all kinds of them. People in town, you know, they conceive some idea of making some type of a fence. But back in those days, there were most all of your, in the early days, most all your stuff was made out of lumber. Mm-hmm. Because the woven wire for hog fences and things like that didn't come in until later, you know. Mm-hmm. Your lots were all made out of lumber in the early day.
What were made out of lumber?
Your lots for your cattle, you know, back here around the barn, places mm-hmm. like that.
How about wire for your stock? Did you use woven wire for your pasture?
No, barbed wire. Uh-huh.
And what did you hook that to?
Post. Uh-huh. Just, you see, we're close to Kansas here, and you can go up and get those hedge posts, see?
Uh-huh. Of course, what is a hedge post?
Huh?
What is a hedge post?
Well, that's a hedge, you know, is what they grow a lot of up there. They used to grow a lot of up there in Kansas. It's a thorny tree, you know, that they plant along the, all around the place. In fact, mm-hmm. the minute you can put a hedge around your place, mm-hmm. and you don't have to have a fence.
That's what they are.
Yeah.
I've seen them advertised in the paper, but I didn't know what they were.
Dad put out a hedge on two sides of his place when he first come down here. Mm-hmm. And then like they never got rid of it. Dig it out. But he thought that hedge would stop some of that north wind, don't you see?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're pretty handy. I wish I had one around my house. Yeah. It's just that I'm afraid you have to clip the rascal. You get a good 10-foot hedge and get up on a ladder and goodbye, George.
Well, these hedges would grow big. And they'd split them for posts. And in this country here, they last indefinitely. Hmm. There's only one thing bad about a hedge post, and that is it's awfully hard to hold a steeple into. Mm-hmm. Hard wood. In fact, in the business we used to use hedge to make them their double trees.
Mm-hmm. Instead of oak, huh?
They're a lot stouter than oak.
Well,
yeah.
Is that hedge, is that bodark?
No, well, there is a bodark hedge. Bodark hedge is what lots of them call it, see.
I have an uncle who calls them horse apples.
Yeah, yeah, and a great big bowl, yeah. Not so big one, you know.
I guess that's Osage orange, isn't it?
That was I don't know, we just call them hedge apples, and, but there was a bodark hedge is a bigger variety of hedge than it. That's what most posts come out of. Mm-hmm. Now you can get a lot of posts up there, you know, that you didn't even have to split. They'd just be, but the only bad thing about a hedge post, unless you get it out of big one, they're so darn crooked.
Oh.
hard to build a good fence out of them.
How'd you get them in the ground?
Just dig a hole and stuff, put them in. You didn't drive any hedge post. If you had some oak posts or some